46 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, things closed out a little bit lower on the grain side yesterday. What are we seeing so far today?
Oh, we've got kind of a mixed bag of things with the corn up just slightly, wheat up a little more than that, and beans taking a hard hit on news that China's economy looks to be faltering. They had weak export data again. I think this is the fifth straight month of that. We have no export bookings report, no export bookings report this morning at 7:30. So we're just going on the daily reporting system, and we are seeing that there was a sale to China and a sale to unknown destinations of beans, but the market absorbed that information rather quickly and pushed lower. The October meal and October oil both expire on Friday. We've had kind of a volatile week in the products, so that's weighing on these beans. We're sitting right now at 938.5 on the November beans. We're down 7, with the corn up about a penny and a half on the December at 338.25. The wheat market up 8 cents in the nearby December, back up above $4 after pushing under that yesterday and again overnight. We did find a lot of resistance yesterday when it had a poke above $4.10. It saw a failure, as did corn and beans on those higher actions, too. The sole market that seems to be holding some gains for the week is oats, which is just such an anomaly, but it's a market that's not heavily involved with fund money moving in and out of the market. The things that I'm watching today is we did have a frost in the Northwest Corn Belt, and elevator managers tell me in that area that a frost is good for beans because they had an awful lot of green stems in areas that weren't cut yet. On the livestock side of things, we're just a hair weaker across the board except for the nearby October hogs, which saw a push yesterday above resistance at $52. The October cattle are down 12 cents. The November feeders are down 72 at 117.07. The outside markets aren't offering a whole lot of support to things, with the crude oil down about 3 cents. The metals are up just, well, at least the gold's up just slightly, but the other metals are lower. The copper's following this bad news out of China and trading down today. The dollar index had a big, strong move yesterday. We're down about 16 cents today, but we're still trying to hover around this 98 area. That's been a new high move for the year in the dollar index. I think that certainly bears watching. The things I'm watching in the market today are certainly going to be bean products and whether November beans can push and hold under this 938 that's offered support on several probes lower. December corn has awfully good support in the 335 range. Should we take that out, we could be down just under 330, maybe as low as 325. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that update this morning, and we'll check in with Ellen again next Thursday morning here on AM 580. Weather-wise today, we're looking at sunny skies and cooler temperatures with a high of 60 degrees, winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight. We'll drop down to a low of 40 degrees, mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, and a high of 68 degrees. We'll be back up in the 70s by Saturday. That warmer weather will bring with it a chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night through Sunday night, and we'll be up in the low 80s by Monday and Tuesday of next week. Currently, we're at 46 degrees with sunshine outside our studios in Urbana, also 46 degrees in Decatur and Danville, 44 in Charleston and Mattoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 46 degrees at 9:01.